65. Restaurant. 1. Could you follow me, please?
2. Have you decided on something, sir?
3. Would you like to order now?
4. And what to follow?
5. Anything to drink?
6. How about the dessert?
7. May I suggest a gold carp soup?
8. How do you like your coffee? Dialogue 1. Would you care to order now, sir? Yes, I think we're ready. Janet?
Yes, I'll have the baked salmon.
Very good. And what kind of potatoes would you like with that?
Boiled, please.
Vegetable?
Broccoli. Oh, no. Sorry, I think I'd rather have asparagus.
The asparagus, yes, ma'am. Soup or salad?
Salad.
And what kind of dressing would you like on that? Russian cheese or French?
I'll take the Russian cheese.
And what would you like to drink?
Coffee, but I'll have that later.
Very good, ma'am. And you, sir? I'd like the veal cutlet. I'm sorry, sir, but we're all out of the veal cutlet. Oh, I see. Well, bring me the steak, then. Yes, sir. And how would you like that?
Dialogue 2. Are you ready to order, sir?
Yes. Can you show me the menu, please?
Of course. Here you are.
Then what's special tonight?
Our seafood is fresh. I recommend shrimp with garlic.
All right. We'll have some seafood and vegetables. Dialogue 3. Please show me the menu, miss.
Of course. Here you are. Can I take your order now?
Yes. I'd like an Italian soup to start with, and then some fried noodles.
All right. Can I serve you anything else?
Yes. I'd like another cup of coffee afterwards. Make it hot, please.
You've got it, sir. John and his wife had a small restaurant near a station. The restaurant often stayed open until the early hours of the morning because people came to drink there while they were waiting for buses. At 2 o'clock one morning, a man was still sitting at a table in the small restaurant. He was asleep. John's wife wanted to go to bed. She looked into the restaurant several times, and each time the man was still there. Then at last she went to her husband and said to him, "You've woken that man 6 times now, but he isn't drinking anything. Why haven't you sent him away? It's very late." "Oh, no, I don't want to send him away," answered her husband with a smile. "You see, when I wake him up, he asks for his bill. And when I bring it to him, he pays for it. Then he goes back to sleep again."
Restaurant. 1. A table for 4.
2. Could we see the menu, please?
3. What have you got?
4. What's today's special?
5. Bring me 2 beers, please.
6. I prefer seafood.
7. This coffee's too strong.
8. Can I have the bill, please?
9. Give me the bill, please.
10. It's my round. Dialogue 1. What would you like to have, sir?
I'm not sure. What would you recommend?
Well, our barbecued chicken is very popular. Would you like to have a try?
It sounds inviting. I'll take that.
All right, sir. Do you still want some vegetables?
Yes, please. Thank you.
After the meal.
Did you enjoy the food?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
I'm glad you liked it. Miss, I'll have the bill, please.
Oh, no, please. Let's split the check. That's fairer.
All right, if you insist. Dialogue 2. Could I have some fish?
Certainly. And what vegetables would you like?
Oh, spinach, I think.
Fine. And what about something to drink?
Just a beer, please.
Good. Thank you, sir.
A few minutes later.
Would you like to have some more beer?
No, thanks. I've had enough. I'll have my bill, please.
Of course. Please wait a moment. I'll go and get it.
Thank you.
Dialogue 3. Good evening, madam. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
A table for two?
Yes, please.
Can I take your order now?
Well, we don't know very much about Indian food. Can you help us?
Certainly.
Well, what's this curry like? A French student went to London for his holiday. He thought, I know a little English. I think people can understand me. One day he went to a restaurant and sat down at the table. He wanted to have a cup of tea and some eggs. Soon the waiter came up to him and asked, Can I help you, sir? A cup of tea and... He could not remember the English word for eggs. He looked around him, but nobody was eating eggs. Then he saw a magazine on the table next to him. There was a picture of a cock on its cover. He showed the picture to the waiter. What's the English for this? He asked.
A cock, sir, answered the waiter.
What do you call a cock's wife? Was the next question.
A hen, sir.
And what do you call a hen's children?
Chicks, sir.
And what do you call chicks before they're born?
Eggs, sir.
Very well, said the French student. Bring me two eggs. Two eggs and a cup of tea, please. And he sat back with a smile on his face.